Welcome back. Trent Lewis alongside J.C. Cole. Did we finish up gold and silver?
We finished up gold and silver, but I didn't finish on the food issue. My understanding is the big company Del Monte went bankrupt, right? And that apparently the government of California is going to destroy 420,000 peach trees.
Because Del Monte went bankrupt?
Apparently so. And you go, what is the government doing destroying? I mean, we're probably the only country that destroys our own food security. And this is where we always started with. We have no food security. As soon as the supply chain drops, the majority of Americans won't have food delivered. Mm-hmm. And you know, honestly, what would you do if you could not feed your children? You would do whatever you had to do.
This plays right into the whole labor challenge. And, you know, for years, I think it's been over 10 years. Every year in the fall, or not in fall in California, they harvest 365. We're here that 50% of the crop, typically vegetable crop, is left in the field because they couldn't get enough labor to go get it out of the field. That's unimaginable to me.
And so what's not being reported is that we have a constant attack on the critical issues we need for food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's pretty much energy and farming and labor and we need a distribution, a balance where our food is produced, a certain amount of food is produced near our population centers. Us on the East Coast, you know, New York, the average unit of food travels maybe 2,000 miles. Well, if we have an enemy, it's very easy for the enemy to turn off our electric grid. And actually, it's guaranteed by nature that we will, the sun is going through a phase change. Well, it's guaranteed we're going to get a Carrington event. We just don't know when, or at least most of us don't know when. The military is preparing for it with underground bases that, you know, they can get out of the way. But, you know, you try to explain to people, invest in local farming so that your children have a future.
This, I think, is related, although I don't know exactly how. This week, Russia confiscated one of the largest farms in Russia. Did you see that?
No, I missed that.
Owned by some billionaire, but they were coming at him for corruption, and so they just took his farm away.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what Putin does, because it was a couple of years ago, about 6 years ago, where Putin said they would give away like almost 10, I think it was hectares, to anybody who would come and farm it. And if I'm not mistaken, Putin put out an excellent safety net for the South African white farmers that are being attacked to come to Russia, because the South Africans, farmers really know how to farm, and come to Russia and build their food security. So it'll be interesting to see what happens to that farm.
I'll get back to that, but yeah, May of 2026, so last week, a Russian court ordered the state seizure of a controlled stake of Russia Grow, one of the country's largest agricultural producers, belonging to billionaire founder Vadim Mashkikev. I really butchered that last name.
Yes, you did.
Nice. The valued of the I think value was $886 million.
Yeah, the first name would be Vadim, but that's
Vadim.
You know, just Vadim.
Okay.
Muscovich.
I would
But
ask for a
anyway.
break because I didn't live in Russia for 18 years.
Yeah, I'll give you that. That's right.
But still, the point is,
So
and I don't know how many know, but we have a tremendous number of H-2A workers, temporary agricultural workers in the United States. I can't count on one hand the friends that I have that have agricultural workers that who you just described, white families from South Africa that have literally been chased out of their country.
yeah, and so this is the world we're in is a giant chess game being back going back and forth, and food is one of the chess pieces, and now you watch it. Now, I do know the Russian Putin will take apart billionaires that won't support Russia. Okay, the most famous is a guy named Hornikovsky that Putin basically took apart and put him in jail. So when I hear a Russian billionaire and that the state went after him, I think that it's actually possibly something else.
Yeah, it's
Right.
exactly what I was assuming.
Right. And that's I think there's enough evidence that Putin is for Russia and is trying to rebuild Russia. And so I would just watch this and see, what's happening. And by the way, what's a guy doing with how many billions invested in farming?
688 million is
Billion.
what the
Right.
America dollar value was.
So, having experience in that part of the world, I would say this guy cheated on collecting land.
No.
Oh, that couldn't be. No. Oh, right. By the way, I don't want to say, I don't want the black
JC,
helicopters to show up.
I bought this place from a guy who owned a bank. And I happen to live 3 miles from where he grew up. And coincidentally, there's 6,000 contiguous acres that at one point in time he owned right here by the place he grew up. How do you think he got that? He foreclosed on the people who owned land and was close to his house.
Yes, and so you got to understand that the Soviet Union was four times the size of the United States, and everything was owned by the state. And when the Soviet Union collapsed, all assets were up for grabs. I could have bought land in Latvia for $6 a hectare, which is 2.5 acres, so roughly $3 an acre.
But what's the stability in that you'll be able to have it if you buy it?
Well, there is some complications. My wife could have bought it. I would just be instructing her, right?
Right.
Because technically, as a foreigner, and I think that was a very good law for Latvia, don't allow foreigners to come up and buy, your entire land cheap, right? And so they passed a law that foreigners weren't allowed to own basically farmland, without an express permission, let's say. Anyway, but this is what happens when you see an economic collapse. That people in position with money, whatever the new money will be, will go and gobble up physical assets. And of course, the most important physical asset that we have is
Land.
farmland. Farmland. Yeah. Right. So, and this is a warning. I mean, actually, what happened this week in history of significance? May 10th, 1837, the panic of 1837, New York City banks fail and unemployment reaches record levels. Well, it's a cycle. I mean, the whole universe works on cycles, right? Are we in that cycle? Well, I think so.
2 minutes.
I think of nothing is more important than investing in farming. Come on, Trent. I gave up a very nice career in real estate development to go, I think I should be a farmer. Right. And of course, I focused as an engineer, I focused on the easiest and quickest and most important animal protein, the chicken egg.
I thought we were going back to rabbits.
Well, that's second. Right.
It's
They're
easier to take care of a
actually a very
chicken than
good.
a rabbit, I just gotta say.
Well, yeah, but the rabbit's more quiet.
The
Right.
rabbit doesn't eat
And
as
it's
many
cute,
bugs.
and it's definitely cuter.
Yeah.
Right. But all you have to do is feed it grass. So it's like, anyway, so prepare. It's coming. I mean, we've got a sewage storm heading our way. It's already here. People just aren't realizing it. It's like, and it's going to be very painful for the people who just don't have control over their own food supply.
It's going to be painful for everybody, but it may be more painful for some than others.
Right. Right. I mean, one of my greatest fears is to look at the end of the driveway and see a woman starving to death with a child. What are you going to do?
Yeah, you're going to feed them.
Yeah, but it takes 2,000 pounds per person per year. How much can you produce?
Make a bigger garden.
Right.
Get back to the
Well, that's
community
part of it.
gardens.
Nobody's in. Yeah, nobody's investing in gardens. Yeah, this is the dilemma. For goodness sake, I talk with a billionaire.
There's
I
another
talk with a
dilemma.
billionaire.
It's called a clock.
Yes, we're out of time.
Yeah, we've successfully journeyed down the path connecting food producers, food consumers. For JC Cole, I'm Charlie Luce, both of us reminding you that all roads do lead to a rural route. Time to talk about Tracer Minerals, all things from Earth. That is where we get the best benefit. And these trace minerals that need to be available for humans, for cows, for sows, for plants. Every day I keep talking about my oats, hoping that it's going to rain and get some foliage out there to apply the Tracer Minerals to that. But right now, make sure your cows have Tracer Minerals, because you're thinking about breeding. If it's not happening yet, you're at least thinking about it. And we need these cows to be in the best immune and reproductive efficiency as possible. Chelated minerals accelerate that process. You must get a trace amount of these minerals and vitamins into the systems, because at the end of the day, conception drives profitability. We all want big calves, but we need conception. TracerMinerals.com.